This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Court-ordered deadline has passed for the U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who were separated from their parents after entering the country illegally. Justice Department says more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, have been reunited so far, but another 700 children are still in government custody, their fates uncertain. Remains of U.S. service members from the Korean War more than 60 years ago have been returned by North Korea. AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
A U.S. military plane was sent to North Korea on a mission to pick up the remains of U.S. troops killed in the Korean War, part of a promise made by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un during a summit with President Trump last month. The last time American war dead were recovered and returned was more than 10 years ago, stalled because of a standoff over North Korea's nuclear program, and a U.S. claims security arrangements for its personnel working in the North were insufficient. About 7,700 U.S. soldiers are listed as missing in the 1950-53 war, up to 5,300 believed to be in the North. I'm Tim McGuire.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian who sneaked into a Jewish settlement, stabbed three people. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has flared up since March when Palestinians began daily protests along the Israeli-Gaza border. At least 140 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier have died. Rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel. U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan is on a pace this year to drop a record number of bombs. Through the first 6 months of 2018, the U.S. and its allies dropped more than 2,900 weapons in Afghanistan, according to the U.S. Air Force. Expanded bombing came after President Trump promised an open-ended military commitment. This is VOA News. There is a concern of a possible vaccine shortage in Hong Kong. We get an explanation now from Reuters' Grace Lee.
As a massive scandal surrounding children's vaccines unfolds in China, parents there say they've lost faith in the country's health system. So many of them have already packed their bags and are taking their chances across the border. This clinic in Hong Kong is already filled with visitors from the mainland and parents desperate to get their children the vaccines they need. But it's also causing concern of a possible vaccine shortage as doctors here double their orders. It's somewhat of a familiar drill for the city. In China's notorious milk powder scandal of 2008, six infants died from kidney damage on the mainland, and Hong Kong had a long-running shortage of supply due to buyers from across the border.
Reuters' Grace Lee. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has the highest confidence in his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, rebuffing the demands of a conservative bloc of Republican lawmakers that Rosenstein be impeached, removed from office. Meantime, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says there are several reasons he does not agree with moving to impeach the Deputy Attorney General over the Justice Department's failure to provide documents for which Congress is asking.
I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or with this term, number one. Number two, I don't think that this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, a really high standard. Number three, we, since I got involved, have been getting a lot of compliance from DOJ on the document request.
Rosenstein oversees the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and whether President Trump and his campaign colluded with Moscow. A day after reaching a truce in the escalating trade dispute with Europe, President Trump characterized talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker as a big economic victory and a historic agreement.
Already today, the United States and the European Union have a $1 trillion bilateral trade relationship, the largest economic relationship anywhere in the world. We want to further strengthen this trade relationship to the benefit of all American and European citizens. This is why we agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
Mr. Trump also said Europe has agreed to purchase large amounts of American soybeans because he said China tried to hurt the American farmer. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be coming to you again, and they'll be knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax, because today I'm going to take you on another trip around Africa on disc. Later on this great show today, I'll be featuring one of Africa's finest poets, one of Africa's finest female artists, and that is Anna Mwalago from Kenya. Well, she says, if you cannot say Mwalago, then don't call my name. All right. Later on, she will be my guest on the show. But right now, let me start off on Sierra Leone's icon, Jimmy B, who has released his first African gospel music, and the album will be released sometime in December, and that is Only You. Jimmy B comes in again with Only You for today. And right after that, Definitely African by Dumi Wright from Zimbabwe Legit, and that is coming up also. But right now, Only You, Jimmy B of Sierra Leone, in his first gospel single, coming out right now.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
You're not the one and only. You take me 2 steps forward, then you push me 3 back. You tell me what you've done, but Akim, don't play that. Jerry curls are out, nappy hair is in. Every time a trend is over, it's a new one that begins. Used to be a student, but I suffered from the stigma. Told my professor, see y'all, if thoughts are real, I can't conceal my destiny. Lived by me, observed by you, can't possibly be true. You seem to be perplexed, cause what's next reflects what won't last. Can't handle the scandal, so demons I cast out of untruth, so the youth may be free at last. Don't wanna be a bastard abducted by West. Economy's lame, you don't dare invest. When it comes to history, so many have amnesia. Digital Zimbabwe is a big cause of Rhodesia. The media tells ya only the worst. Is it paranoia or is it a curse? Independent in 80, Africa got back her baby. Could she make it on her own? Some said no, some said maybe. Stagnation of a nation, is it due to inflation? If not, what's the revelation?
I'm definitely, definitely,
definitely
African. I'm definitely,
definitely,
definitely African.
Get off the dick if you're not legitimate.
I'm definitely, definitely,
definitely African. I'm definitely,
definitely, definitely African.
Oh, yeah, did I mention that I'm definitely African?
Get off the pitch if you're not legitimate.
I'm definitely dope, so you know I make a killing. I'm kind of like McDonald's, cause I served over a billion MCs. That try step to me and I'll do it again. Sue me, never knew me, and they booty.
Booty, booty.
Yo, rhyming about macking and the capping.
That won't happen.
That's not how I'm living, and so that's not how I'm rapping. See, everyone is preaching, and so you want something rougher. But I gotta give a thought to my people when they suffer. They suffer cause the system won't listen, keep wishing. Some brothers, they are missing. They might be eating chicken. But brother Mad, what about the damn revolution? We are at war. Are we winning? Are we losing? You might be cruising real fast, but I'll still beat that ass. I do this just like Lewis in the 100-yard dash. Jack from Ohio? Hell no, check the bio. I'm straight out of Africa, Zimbabwe, Bulawayo.
I'm definitely,
definitely,
definitely African.
I'm definitely,
definitely,
definitely African.
Get off the dick if you're not legitimate.
Definitely African, Do Me Right of Zimbabwe Legit. It's a beautiful beat there. And right before that, Only You by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. This is the African beat on The Voice of America. And I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Don't go away. Later on, Anna Mwalagu from Kenya will be right here to talk about her new album. And something big is coming up. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The show that makes you move around Africa without leaving the confines of your home. And so let's go right now to Mali with Fatoumata Diawara, born in Mali. And from her latest album comes Kokoro, an ancestral heritage song. And so right after that, Ndombolo by Sinazo Yolwa of Cape Verde. This young lady has exceeded everything and now she's coming strong into what she has so much passion for, and that is music. So Ndombolo is coming up right after Kokoro and Thank You by Cooksman of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. But right at the top, let's take Kokoro, Ancestral Heritage by Fatoumata Diawara of Mali.
de chini waya de kadanye kanga tuvulu befruma arabu ya de kadanye kafinu bibran kuna endu ya de kadanye katomnu ndadan kuna chone vena sunjata tinyeza jawara vanta mi bulu korozale kalebe sunjata tinyeza le chone vena farabinya kanola anga kokoro betuna na ko tubabu ya
Beats.
By Cooksman of Zimbabwe, and right before that, Ndombolo by Sinazo Yulwa of Cape Verde, and Kokoro, the Ancestral Heritage by Fatoumata Diawara of Mali. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy, pushing up the beats. I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
And so this is your music show, and don't forget to write to me. Write to africanbeat@voanews.com. Send us your messages, what you like about the show, and what you want to see me do to improve the show. Send us a message. You can also send me a message on our Voice of America Facebook page. Go to my inbox and send me another message there. So you see, we're making all the doors available for you. But don't forget that this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast from Mondays to Fridays, 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the news. And so, let the music roll. We Are One People. It's a beautiful hip-hop song done by G Dinkas. They are from South Sudan. These guys are just hot. G Dinkas, We Are One People. And right after that, Sierra Leone's Cool J comes in with Mami Wata. Yeah, this is a brand new cut. He has not released it, but he has given VOA and African Beat the rights to just play it and let the people enjoy it. Mami Wata is coming up by Cool J. But We Are One People right now, G Dinkas from South Sudan.
Yeah. Mazika, South Sudan's my country. Me and you, we are South Sudanese. You're my country brother. She's my country sister. We got no boundaries between us. We've been living side by side for all of these decades. Do you understand? Yeah.
We are one people, living one nation. We are one people, living one nation. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong. We are one people, living one nation. We are one people, living one nation. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong.
Yeah, we'll be living side by side for all of these decades. Say I walk, you walk, and that's how we get ahead. But you get to understand, we need each other. Love your neighbor just like you love yourself. Be loyal to your nation just like you're loyal to your wife. Let us have a better communication so we can fix our issues. Stop fix things, South Sudan belong to all of us. Stop listening to those talking heads. Wear your own shoes, be your own boss. Put your country first and love our people. Ask questions so you can have a better understanding. Don't follow nobody when they're making wrong decisions. Music is in my blood, I'm South Sudanese. I sing and rap and that's what I like to do. Fans scream and yell when they see me on the stage. You got to know how to play ball so you can be in the game. If your game ain't tight and nobody pay your attention, G-Dinkers ball, he's the game that we play. Yeah!
We are one people, living one nation. We are one people, living one nation. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong. We are one people, living one nation. We are one people, living one nation. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong. Yes, we have many tribes, but together we're strong.
Frankina Moinbor, Frankina Moinwer, Frankina Nyok, Frankina Murley. Kurankina Choli, Kurankina Chiluk, Kurankina Nagar, Kurankina Dongjol, Wetio Ramat, Wenchi Bandaria, Wetio Ramat, Wenchi Bandaria, Wenchi Bandaria, Kurankina Jurjol, Kurankina Mointi, Kurankina Marwan, Kurankina Kuku, Kurankina Pajulu, Kurankina Muro, Kurankina Zande, Kurankina Bari. Wenchi oru ramat, wenchi pandaria. Wenchi oru ramat, wenchi pandaria. Wenchi pandaria. Yeah.
South Sudan, we are one. South Sudan, we are one.
One. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Y'all ready for this? What's that?
Baby, no. Mama, you dey caress me, oh. The things you dey do, they tempt me, oh. You make bad man dey crazy, oh. I want to hold you and do the, oh. Where you wanna go down? They make it the bad man dey crazy for them. Where they wanna go down? They make bad man dey crazy for them. Baby, no, girl, I got this love and affection for you. All I need is your time and attention, baby, boo.
Whatever for you sick, I did kiss. Now you're not the street soup where I want this. You love to motivate me, power. I can feel so marvelous every time I take a shower. Just for you, I could walk minutes an hour. Me not the man who go take you up the tower. True love never dies, that's the lady. I could love you no matter the weather. Plus now you giving me virgin flower. Believe me, I'm the key to your destiny. I'm your savior, I'm here to set you free. Baby girl, I know I make you worry. I know I make you worry.
She finally like mommy, what's I hate?
time me need the magic touch. Just speak before they call me. Two truculents with a sugar cane. Right to the club, baby, move that thing. Do it again, I miss you, do it again. Get the better passion, pushing out the name. I like the cook, shape your body fresh and clean. You know me, stand up for some freeze, now me home. King and Kung Fu, freeze this one. Love what I get for you, strong person. I go there for any time you feel alone. I go calm and hold you, calm and console you. Cause me not the only one who's fit for control you. Imagine the way she feel, the way she smell. Sex crazy then and it's crazy still.
And it's crazy still.
Mami Wata by Cool J of Sierra Leone, and before that, We Are One People by Jidinkas of South Sudan. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and I am David Vandy. When I come back, my guest, Anna Molaru from Kenya, will be right here. So don't go away and don't touch that dial.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
All right, welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, earlier on the show, I told you that my guest today is a sensational African artist. She's a poet, she's a musician, she's everything. She's the jack of all trade. Or should I say, if I use the word jackass, is that correct?
It's not correct. It's not correct. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I say that my guest today is Hannah Molago. And, you know, the first time I met Hannah, she was telling a story. And she said, if you cannot say Molago, oh, then something is wrong with you, right?
Then you cannot tell me to say water.
You cannot tell me to say water. All right.
I know it as water.
Water. Welcome to The African Beat again, Hannah Molago.
Thank you, Mr. David Vandy. It's been a long time, and I'm just glad to be back here with you.
All right. And it's so great. And I understand something big is coming up this weekend. And just before that, I'm going to play a song from Hannah. And then when we come back, we'll talk about what is going to happen. And so I'm going to take the song first, Let Them Talk. I love that one. Let Them Talk is what I'm going to play first. And then when we come back, we talk about Hannah's new story that is going to happen. Okay? So don't go away. Just stay around.
Well, what? Hey! Well, what? Yeah! Oh, let them
Yes, Let Them Talk is done by our guest today, Anna Mwalaru from Kenya. Okay, my African sisters, so what's up? Let's talk about what's coming up, what's new for Anna Mwalaru. What should people be expecting this week?
Well, Mr. David Vandy, this is going to be a show and a half. You know, when you first met me, I didn't have the comedian hat. I was not a comedian. I was a singer, a storyteller, a dancer, but I used to tell some jokes, but never call myself a comedian. Now I am a comedian.
Now you've added that feather to
yes,
the cap.
I have earned the right to call myself a comedian. You know, and I thank the people who listen to me, watch me, because I had a Facebook video that went viral. It had 2.4 million views. And people were like, wow, she's a great comedian. She puts in the humor and the seriousness and the wit in it, because I was doing poetry and comedy at the same time. So I said, you know what? If the people love it, why not, you know?
Why not
so
do it?
So what I decided to do is even get myself into the industry more and more of the performing arts or entertainment as a comedian. And because of that, we have a one-woman show coming up this Saturday, July 28th. And the title is Never Thought I Was Black Till I Came to America. This will be a comedy, poetry, prose, dance, and it's my experience of being an immigrant for all those 18 winters I have seen, and explaining and boiling down to the people.
You know, just the title of the show
yes,
made me laugh. Never thought I was black till I came to America.
I tell you.
You know, where did you get that one from?
See, the truth of the matter is, I told somebody just, you know, as we're having a conversation, a relative of mine who's African-American, I said, you know me, I never thought I was black till I came to America. And he was shocked. He said, what? He found that to be very profound. I said, yes, because you see, being from Kenya and us being Africans, we don't look at ourselves as black, right? We are either Africans.
Or,
as you say, if you want to go deeper, you'll talk about your ethnic group. I am Taita, he's Maasai.
I am Mende from Sierra Leone.
Yes. But you won't look at the skin color and say, I'm black or I'm brown.
Give us the experience. How did you come to that realization that you never thought you were black until you came to America? So what happened in America?
Well, what happened in America is a lot of things happened in America when I came here. It is crazy. You know, I was even my one-woman show starts by saying, you know, I would go somewhere and someone is following me behind thinking that I'm about to steal something just because of the color of my skin. Or someone will say, Anna, be careful because you are driving while black. Why? Because, you know, we have racial discrimination. So I talk about that, the fact that you come to America, then you realize that there are classes in America. There is what you call class A, class B, class C, class D. Now you find yourself in the class. And these classes are what? White or Caucasian, Asian, Native American, Pacific Islander, Hispanic or Latino, African American or Black.
Or Black.
Uh-huh. And now, and last one, other. Yep. Now you find yourself. So
if you are not in that category, then you are other.
Yes.
So in that other, you have to find your identity.
Yeah, find your identity. So it was, the thing is, in America, you realize that identity really matters. You understand? To know your roots, to know who you are, and also to know what is expected of you, unfortunately. In this society of America, you just can't be African shouting loud somewhere all of a sudden. Hey!
Anna, you are not yet on the one-woman show. This is my show.
No, seriously. I even talk about, you know, I'll be at the metro station, Mr. Vandy. I'm at the metro station. All of a sudden, I receive a phone call from my mother. I pick up and say, hello, mommy, all the way from Kenya. Sikusiki, I can't hear you. Hey, Appa. Apa mambo ni kangari, and everyone is looking at me like I'm a terrorist. That tells you, don't be an African shouting loud, because here you have to lower your voice.
You have to lower your voice.
Yes.
Even when you talk. All right. Yes. To my African beach fans out there, that is my guest. That's our special lady on the show today, Anna Mwalaru. She's just telling you that she never thought she was black until she came to America. And those are just some of the instances when you come to America. To first of all, you have to find your identity. Who are you? Which category are you, or are you in the other category? All right? Yes, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. So the show is coming up on Saturday the 28th, right at the Black Box Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yes.
So there we're going to introduce this new queen on the block.
Oh,
yes, and that is going to be full of comedy, laughter, and there is one very important thing there. It's true. The truth is going to come out. So stay tuned and don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. But let's play the next song that we have. This is coming from her new album, her latest album. That is the children's album, Watoto Wote. It's the title of the track, and that means All My Children. And this album made it to
The first round of the Grammy Awards. This year.
2018.
Yes.
Wow. And give me your experience of that.
Well, it's an amazing thing. I was very blessed, and that I have a friend who also is a musician like me, Tolumide,
mm-hmm.
who actually submitted it for me.
Tolumide, yeah, she works here.
Yes, I know. And then it made it, and I was like, wow. And she also designed the graphic on the CD, Tolumide.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So for me, I just was amazed that not only is the music Swahili, but even the fact that it's Swahili, people identify with children's songs, no matter what language it is.
All right. Well, yes. Let's listen to this song right now. Watoto Wote, All My Children, from Anna Mwalago's latest album. We're coming right back. Music for the children, and this album is dedicated to the children. And that was Watoto Wote, All My Children. You know, Anna,
yes,
singing for the children.
Yes.
You know, I know you've been in the arts and you've been, you know, performing for elderly people,
mm-hmm.
but what actually dragged you into that corner to say, let me think about the children and do something for them?
That's a good question. My son, I got married 2010. We stayed a while before we had a baby. And when my son came, it was a miracle to me, because I've always wanted to be a mother. And so I was so blessed, and I was thankful to God. And when I go to put him to bed, I would sing these songs that I'd created myself. Not songs that I've heard about children, but songs that I create, because I'm a musician, I'm a singer-songwriter. Why don't I make my own songs for my child? And so this CD is because of my son coming to this world And I dedicated it to him and all the children. And the love I have for my son, I want to share it with other children.
And so have you started teaching your son how to sing the Swahili or speak?
David, my son is a born artist. He can sing, he can play drums, he can play guitar, he can do beatbox. He is very
talented. Taking exactly after mommy?
Yes, and he's only three. He just turned three, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, He sings in Swahili and English, yes.
All right. Watoto Wote, beautiful music there. And we got more coming up. And all on the show today, straight from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and with my guest, Anna Mwalago. I know you've been in this business of entertaining, and but, you know, what is it like being an entertainer and you go around the country performing for people, and then you got this full-time job of being a mother?
Yes.
So how do you balance the two?
Wow, balancing is good. They say women are multitaskers. Eh? We multitask, you know. You know, the thing is, to be honest with you, for me, my number one joy and happiness in this world is being a mother, having a child, and hoping I'll have even more children. I love children. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I perform for children. Because I believe that, you know, as a woman, as a person, as an African entertainer, I need to leave a legacy to the next generation. So for me, that's my number one joy. Yes, as an entertainer, I love to entertain. But as I said, happiness is my family, my son. How do I balance that? I balance it because I also have a wonderful better half, you know?
I was just going to ask you.
Yes, my husband. We work together. So if I'm performing, and most of my performances are on the weekend, he is always there to help with the baby. And if not, there is somebody else there. You know, sometimes I will have people to come stay with me, or if it's relatives, they will be there. Or, you know, so there's always a way that I can have...
That's the essence of being an African child.
Yes,
You know, you're not only brought up by your parents, but you're brought up by the village.
Exactly, yes, you're brought up by the village. And that is so important. So, and then for me to know that now, when I was single performing, you know, you just perform and you leave it out there, you know. But these days, I think my performances to me have more value because I want my son to enjoy what I'm doing. I want him to get inspiration, just like other people get it, to be motivated. And he is my number one fan. He watches my videos on YouTube. He knows all my songs. He sings them. So it's just a blessing. And balancing is the most important thing is to prioritize. Know what is important. To me, family is important first. The entertainment is second. So everything else has to work toe-to-toe with my family values. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's not going to sit well with my family, then I choose not to do it.
You choose not to do it.
Yes.
All right. That's a very important call there. So if it's not going to work well with your family, you better choose, because it's going to be either your family or...
Yes.
Okay.
You don't want
all
it to
right.
get to that.
Okay. Well, we're coming back. When we come back, we'll talk finally to our guest today. And now let's take this track, Don't Make Me Change. And that is from her previous album, which is
Haki.
Haki,
yeah.
That's it. Yeah, Don't Make Me Change.
Don't make me change with my culture.
Sing, if you cannot say my name right, Mwalago, then you have no right to tell me to say water. If I know it as water, I mean, what is the meaning of this conversation? And what is the purpose of communication? To drink water or to say water? So, honey, child, please, if you have not walked in my shoes, you have no say in my world. And don't you dare command me to walk in your shoes, because I love the smell of my feet, the feel of my shoes, and the history of my life. Hey! Looking so similar. Have you had the pleasure of dancing to the rhythm of
of the drums, eh? And the music of the ululation. Making you feel so exhilarated. See, no, you cannot understand. Just like I do not understand the Halloween madness, the calling before coming to visit, the biggest sale of the year, the exchange of gifts at Christmas, and the time clock moving forward and backwards. See, my ways are not your ways, and your ways cannot be mine. So please do not try to change me, because I have no pleasure in asking you to change, for I love you anyway, whether Hispanic, African, American, Indian, Asian, we are all God's children. So why can't we relate, love our difference, exterminate our ignorance that is killing us, and bring flavor into this world? Hey!
Yeah, don't make me change. Remember, we're talking to Anna Mwalago, the comedian, musician, dramatist, stage actor, you name it. I told you she's everywhere. But this time she's going to be telling us about never thought she was black until she came to America. Yes. Uh-huh. So now, Anna, I know that people will be longing to get some of your music, you know, your acts and everything. Yeah. So what's the contact? How can they reach you?
Well, they can reach me on my website. Number one, my website is www.annamwalago.com.
Can you spell the Mwalago?
Yes.
And the Anna?
Anna is two N's. A is all one word. So A-N-N-A Mwalago, M-W-A-L-A-G-H-O. com, eh? Mm-hmm. You can also go and subscribe to my YouTube page, which is Anna Mwalago, youtube.com/AnnaMwalagoPerformer. Subscribe and be my friend, and you'll see more of my videos, more of my radio shows, more of my stuff there. So please subscribe on YouTube. Then Facebook, I have a fan page, which is Anna Mwalago. I am also on Twitter and Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Anna Mwalago. In Instagram is Mama Africa.
Oh,
one thing I want to say,
media.
David, uh-huh. I want to bring this show to Africa. This, never thought I was black till I came to America. So please, people in Africa, let me know if you want me to come to your city.
Mm.
Because, you know, somebody told me, is this one woman show relevant to people in Africa? I believe so. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It is, because you will hear the first-hand story of an African living in America.
Living in America.
And you'll stop thinking about all those grandiose ideas you have that America is milk and honey. You know, I told somebody, you know, there's a story of whereby, you know, here in America, there are a lot of different people from different countries, right?
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you are in your apartment, you are cooking your fish or bambala fish. And then the apartment manager come knocking at your door. Say, yes, ma'am. I say, ma'am, the whole apartment building has been complaining. They say there's a pungent smell that comes from this apartment. They say it smells like a dead cat. That's why now you realize that you can't do everything the way you do it back home. So you have to explain that some neighbors are complaining, saying your fish stink. Because they are from where? They are from America. They don't realize this is our culture. This is our way of life. So that is what it is.
Okay. So if you're in Africa, any part of Africa, and if you need this show, contact Anna Mwalago, and definitely this show will come. Yes, it's relevant to Africa because we tell the actual story.
Yes.
And you know, I tell people sometimes, I say we have so much stories that we don't tell as Africans, and when we leave it, later on, somebody else is going to tell the story, and they're going to distort that story.
That's true, very true. They say they're going to say it the wrong way.
The wrong way.
Yes, because they're not us.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Only in America you realize the value and the importance of your culture.
Mm.
Because you see other cultures, and then you see how down they look at your culture. And guess what you do? You say, no, I'm not going to be left behind. I'm also going to showcase my culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when we are back home, we take it for granted.
We take it for granted.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I also want to give a phone number, 240-707-0142. You can call that number, 240-707-0142.
All right. Well, I thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, wonderful pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to seeing that wonderful performance of yours.
You have a free ticket, so you better show up, eh? David Vandy, you have a free ticket, my friend. Thank you so much for having me in your show.
All right, yes. And it's been a pleasure. Okay, yeah. Well, that's about it for today. So I want to thank you again for joining us on the show today. I want to thank you wherever you are, whatever you're doing, as you listen to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And big thank you to my guest. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye. But this time as I go, I leave you now with this track, Nyota Angani. Nyota Angani, what does that mean?
It means a star in the sky. It's a version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Swahili. My own mix.
That is it. That is from Anna Malago's children's album. Get a copy. Until we meet again, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.